Proclamation number 8021 of 17th of October, 1961. God's courtship is the love of His creatures. I will never stop courting your love, for my love never decreases and thus it also belongs to you for all eternity. Yet love wants to find reciprocated love, and therefore I desire your love. I long for my love to be reciprocated by you, and I will always reveal myself to you in a human stage as a being which is love in itself, which is supremely perfect and therefore also deserves your love. I court your love. I pursue you even if you turn away from me, but I don't force you to give me your love, for only the love you voluntarily give me can make me happy. You cannot understand this because love only glows in you to the slightest degree as long as you are not yet perfected. You once resisted every illumination of love on my part, you sought out the state of darkness yourselves which occurs when my ray of love can no longer penetrate you. You voluntarily deprived yourselves of this illumination and this also meant that the love in you grew cold. You could no longer feel the bliss of love, and now, as a human being, you only possess a very small spark of love which my grace and mercy placed in you so that you would not be completely devoid of love. But this tiny spark can flare up in you into brightest embers. And this is my constant concern to induce you to let the spark of love in you become a bright flame which will strike me. The eternal love, again. That you will learn to love me again and long for unity with me. And therefore I seek to first inform you humans of a God and Creator who is supremely perfect, who is love, wisdom and might in Himself and from whose love you once emerged. If you, as human beings, can gain this faith in me as a supremely perfect being, I will reveal myself evermore. Be it directly or through creation, through everything that surrounds you, which proves to you the love and wisdom and might of a Creator. You will be able to recognize me as a supremely perfect being, and you will also feel love for me if you can now also believe that this God and Creator wants to be the Father of all of you, who wants to be eternally united with His children in love. I do not want to be the God who is feared by you because of His great power. I want to be and remain the Father for you who loves His children and wants to make them eternally happy. And this awareness will also kindle love for me in you. The child will long for its father because it feels his love, and it will offer the father itself a heart full of love. And I long for this love. And I constantly woo my living creation's love until I once have reached my aim. For love is a strength which does not remain without effect, the effect of which I myself only withhold as long as it encounters resistance. And again I prove my love for you through the supply of my word from above. I speak to you, I let you receive my illumination of love without, however, forcing you to let it become effective. It is entirely up to your free will whether you open or close your heart when my ray of love wants to strike you, but it will reach you and truly ignite in you if you voluntarily open yourselves to it, and you will reciprocate my love. Initially only faintly, yet soon the flame of love will blaze brightly in you. And then the bliss of merging with the fire of love will already begin. Then my striving for love will not have been in vain, and then I will be able to reveal myself in my entire nature and make you infinitely happy. Then the return of the child to the Father will take place, which is and has been my aim since the beginning. Amen.